This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
A touch of class. I interrupted an answer on the previous segment of the Paracast. Can we continue that?
Absolutely. So a few years ago, I had a case in North Carolina, and similar to what Lyle's talking about, this woman had absolutely no reason to be lying about this. She actually had a lot to lose, I think. She was a former employee for a police department, was a dispatcher. She had this pretty amazing story that she and her husband had discovered what appeared to be the body of a Sasquatch. This was up near, close to Brown Mountain in North Carolina. And anybody familiar with that area is famous for the Brown Mountain lights and a lot of other spooky things. And they discovered this body, called, I'd have to go back and look at my records, but I believe they called a game warden. Didn't know exactly what it was, but they, you know, got out of the vehicle and got a very close look at this thing. In very short order, they said that these two black vehicles showed up, along with a third vehicle that was a van with military personnel in it, who got out, loaded this carcass in, and left. And they were basically told, don't worry about what you saw here, it's being taken care of. These are not people who wanted any publicity. They didn't want a story out, really. They just wanted some answers as to what exactly had happened and why the government would be interested in hauling away, you know, some kind of strange animal carcass. But again, you know, we have this curious case with no explanation, and we have to wonder exactly what some faction of the government knows or why they're interested.
That was a showstopper. Well, you know, again, this kind of apocryphal tale, I mean, it doesn't matter what mysterious phenomenon you want to discuss, these types of reports, I guess, invariably rear their heads. Of course, Men in Black lore goes back 70 plus years in ufology. So do you guys think that there's some sort of government group that's interested in these creatures and has an active role and is participating in keeping them secret, or maybe gathering evidence or studying them? Or what do you guys think?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the government, you know, hadn't evaluated what exists for evidence and hadn't looked into it at some point. But unfortunately, I find it hard to believe that they can put much effort into trying to chase down all the bodies and really why they would want to do it. I mean, and obviously it would be somewhat ground shaking if we discovered something like this. And obviously there would be some economics involved, because, you know, if it was found in an area where timber companies were present, you know, they wouldn't want something like that. But the government itself, I mean, this seems more relegated to science. I just don't know why they would need to cover this up. You know, UFOs, I can see more of a interest in that. That's more of like homeland security to the max. I mean, if we've got invading extraterrestrials, but Bigfoots, you know, they live in the woods, they're hard to find. What does it matter? So I don't want to discount what people have said, but I find it hard to believe that the government had to have a concerted effort to cover it up. I just don't see the reason.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Lyle. First of all, obviously we don't have enough evidence either way to, you know, determine right. If the government is involved somehow. But you can't, I can't deny the number of cases that crop up and how curious it is that these things do turn up. Of course, we also have to consider there's no defined evidence that this is actually the government. I mean, this could be somebody from the private sector who's merely interested in. Chris, you and I are well aware that millionaires often have an interest in strange phenomena and will throw a lot of time and resources into it. I don't know. They're very curious cases, and these are the kind of things that a lot of researchers just discard, I think, and, you know, throw to the wayside. But I think we have to look at all of this holistically. We just don't have any answers on this creature yet, so we need to be open to various ideas.
We can't throw any potential evidence out, I think, with the bathwater. No question. Kind of reminds me of one of the cattle mutilation cases that was in Stalking the Herd. A case was found on one of the Walton family's ranches in Arkansas. Of course, the Waltons are famous for being the multi-billionaires that own Walmart. And this was back in the 70s, and it's one of the few cases that I'm aware of where real obvious ritual occult sign, like an altar, was left behind one of these mutilated animals that was found on their ranch. And again, there was attendant ritual sign with the case, and the case was covered up. It didn't really make the news. It did come out, and researchers did find out about it, and it was a real case and a real report. That much was determined, but a concerted effort seemed to have been made to keep it as quiet as possible. David, you're up there in Utah right now. The you know, the Sherman Ranch case, the NIDS Fort Duchesne Ranch there on the Ute Indian Reservation is a classic example of someone with a lot of money that is able to keep a lid on publicity to a, you know, greater degree than not about activity that goes on there. So, you know, with budgets come abilities and you're able to hire people that you can trust to keep these things covered up and quiet. So it wouldn't surprise me in the least either that some sort of group, whether private or otherwise, would be interested in obtaining evidence, monitoring, some sort of monitoring program to find out as quickly as possible when cases are occurring and when claims are being made, especially of physical evidence. Kind of moving along here a little bit. We've got a lot of ground to cover. I'm really getting annoyed at all these pictures that seem to be appearing now on the internet of simple shadows that people going into a place of pareidolia and seeing all sorts of Bigfoot faces and outlines of bodies. And when, at least in my estimation, it's clearly a case of just reading wishful thinking into the play of light and shadow. Have you guys have any comments on the quality of our blob squatch, I think as people are starting to call these photographs, our blob squatch cases?
Oh, those things drive me nuts. You know, I find that a lot of those come from this sort of subset of people interested in Sasquatch who are convinced that they... I'm trying to think of a way to put this kindly. You know, within the field of Sasquatch, you have all these little cliques anymore, you know, all these subdivisions. And there's a whole faction of people that profess to have regular psychic communication with these
people. Yeah, Kiwani.
Jack, you know, they're highly advanced, whatever, creatures. And they're out frolicking the fields with them and all this stuff. And a lot of those things that I see seem to come from that sector of the Sasquatch field. And it just appears to me that they are so maybe desperate to prove that, yes, they are in contact. Yes, this is going on, that they're just throwing this stuff out there. You know, I get asked all the time about why there's not more, you know, why there aren't more quality photographs. And one of the experiences I had just a few years ago in Arizona was I was driving down this back dirt road, and I always keep my camera with me. I come around this curb, and here was this absolutely beautiful lynx crouched in the middle of the road. I hit the brakes, and I didn't startle him with the Jeep, oddly enough, because he was really focused looking at something in the brush. He was obviously after a rabbit or something. But my point is that as quick as this transpired, I grabbed my camera, you know, put it up, and by the time I hit the shutter, this thing was gone. It just leapt off the road, and there was no sign of it. I think that, you know, the skeptics always cry, well, why aren't there more photographs? And I think you have to bear in mind that that's a good example of how difficult it is to catch something that is elusive on film. And when you're in a situation where you suddenly see something, which, you know, a fair number of these sightings, there are people who are just, you know, they're hiking through the woods or they're just doing whatever, and all of a sudden here's this creature. You know, it's a psychological component because a lot of people are just so stunned they don't even think about putting their camera up and trying to catch a photograph. So, you know, that's kind of my two cents on that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's happened to all of us.
I've had a camera in my hands, and I had just an amazing, you know, like 1.5 second UFO sighting, and it was just so stunning, and it was so surprising that I didn't even, you know, I don't even think if I even had the time to lift my camera and try to take a shot.
We got more to come with Chris and Jean and Lyle and David. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
When we stopped the previous section, Chris, you were about to say something relevant to everything we're doing here. Go ahead, please.
Well, we were talking about the difficulty of getting a 1, 2, or 3 second, even a 5 second event captured on camera.
Let me just say one thing before you go on, Chris. You reminded me of something. There's a feature added to iPhones in the past year where you get 3 to 5 second segments. It's called Life Picture when you take a snapshot. And there are enhanced cameras and 2 cameras in the new iPhone 7 Plus, believe it or not. Can you believe that?
No. I think the technology, as it becomes more and more sophisticated and affordable, I think our chances are increasing of finally getting some good Bigfoot photographs, some good UFO photographs, possibly some footage of a shadow person or a ghost, stuff that would stand up to analysis. And I think it's inevitable, I think, that this will happen. Of course, I've been saying that for 25 years. But I think we will get to a point where, you know, you could possibly have a pair of glasses on that's always filming, and all you have to do is decide what section you want to save before it, you know, rewinds itself or deletes the file. With the amount of storage capability that we have now technologically, I think there will be a time when investigators will be filming at all times. And I look forward to that day and the wonderful quantum computers that are supposedly just down the pipeline that would have the storage space to store all this visual information. But it's going to happen.
And we still have this psychological component that I mentioned that, you know, when you're suddenly confronted with one of these experiences, the average person is not thinking about getting their phone up and getting a picture of it. And
yeah, but if you had a pair of glasses that had a camera that was functioning at all times,
sure. Absolutely.
Then all you'd have to do is just turn and face whatever it is, and you'd be catching it. I think we are approaching. We will have that capability, and the San Luis Valley Camera Project is going to be an example of affordable technology that will be 24/7, 365 days a year. And if something flies by, there's a real good chance that we're going to be able to document that, not only optically, but with magnetometers and gravitometers and the other gear that we're planning on utilizing. So I do think at some point the technology will help us overwhelm the mystery. But in the meantime, we're having to wade through all these blob squatch pictures, deal with pig guts and an ice cooler and the Dwyer P.T. Barnum sideshow of, the supposed Bigfoot body and these kinds of sensationalizers and attention seekers. Where do you guys come down on some of these hoaxes? In essence, where do you guys come down on these hoaxed events that generate a lot of attention and in some cases some money?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge problem. And I mean, I agree with everything you guys said about the cameras and the problem with these blob squatch things. I mean, I just don't even look at that stuff anymore. And, you know, I've always said, hey, I'm not saying it's not a Sasquatch, but even if it is, it's a shadow. It does nothing to advance the quest to prove this. And obviously people who do these hoaxes make Bigfoot research look even more ridiculous. And for whatever reason, that always gets the huge publicity, you know, because obviously the guys like Rick Dyer are more P.T. Barnum than they are Bigfoot researcher, and they know how to get the press and publicity. And this is, you know, there's some substance to that, so the media latches onto it. And it was funny when he's come out with the body of Hank or whatever he was driving around the country with. You know, it was posted on news sites. Those people didn't even check his background or look into the fact that he was the same guy that did the Georgia Bigfoot hoax with the freezer. I mean, right. News, especially with the internet, they just don't have any integrity or care about what they're posting. And that's a huge problem. And if the guy says he has a Bigfoot body and he obviously has something in a truck, that's news. And, you know, I think unfortunately, the media just wants hits on their blog or readers of their news, and they don't, you know, care anything about Bigfoot. They've already made up their mind that it's bunk. And, you know, that just makes it all look worse. So you almost have to, you know, and I see all these researchers spinning their wheels about these guys. I just completely ignore it. You know, I don't waste my energy on it. There's always going to be somebody else popping up with a hoax. And unfortunately, you know, I try not to spend my energy on that. I focus it on the good stuff and,
good answer.
The nonsense.
Yes. But you know, of course, a media meme is very difficult to deal with. I mean, it happens in politics, and we're not going to get into politics here. But once they seize on a story or an approach to a story, it's almost impossible to change it, even if it's wrong.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They don't listen.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, when I meet just the average person on the street, and, you know, what do you do? Well, I write books on mysterious monsters, or I start trying to explain what I do, and Bigfoot, oh, man, didn't somebody find one somewhere, and it was in a freezer?
That's my steak. I bought it from Walmart yesterday.
it was pork, Gene.
Well, my Jewish mother would object.
Yes,
it was. You know, that's kind of a combination. I mean, I'm with Lyle. All the hoaxers and that kind of nonsense, it really aggravates me. But at the same time, we can't put a lot of time and attention into it. At least I can't personally. It's not worth my time, for one thing. But it is really aggravating. And when you combine that with this media attitude and the mass consciousness that just quick headline, people don't even read these stories. They see the headline and that's what they go by. And, right. You know, just like Lyle, I hear this kind of thing all the time. Oh yeah, somebody found one and kept it in their freezer. And I'm like, no, obviously you read this headline somewhere and that's what's stuck in your consciousness. And, it's gotten worse over the last, 10 years or so. And now, the younger generations, all they want is Instagram, just a quick photograph of something. They don't even have time to read a headline. So it's really frustrating for people like us who are, trying to do solid research and spending a lot of time in the field and getting details and information, because, I want people to read the information and then determine for themselves.
We have a couple of things to offer you, the most important of which is the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. You get the commercial-free version of this show, the totally exclusive After the Paracast podcast, and we have special ebook offers and other good stuff for long-term, five-year, or lifetime subscriptions. To get all the details you need, go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. We have David Weatherly, Lyle Blackburn, Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nuviotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nuviotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So then, people, I'm going to bring something up here, which is always a big bugaboo talking about media coverage, and either you, David, or you, Lyle, can jump in, and that is the reality shows. Of course, Chris has been on a few, and once or twice things get a little screwy in the editing room. Are there any reality shows providing information about Bigfoot that are worth watching, or is it all just garbage entertainment and garbage out?
Well, yes, I think there are some that are, you know, more documentary-based, factual-based, that are, you know, good to watch, and obviously a lot of them are just for entertainment, and it's unfortunately hard for people to tell,
you know, the difference,
and that's the problem. I mean, it's fun to watch those shows if you just know what's up, but, I mean, personally, I was part of a show called Monsters and Mysteries in America, and I was a story producer on the show for one season and appeared on every season of its three-season run. And I can tell you, the people I brought forth, the witnesses, the stories that I developed, those people told their stories, and that's their exact accounts. And these are some that I've written about in my books. And some of these, in fact, some of the people who were on the show were people that I discovered through my research. They had not come forward about their accounts prior, and through my investigations for the show, which kind of started when they did a Boggy Creek thing, and whenever that happens, I tend to get called. So that started my relationship with the show. But, you know, there's one example of something where I, you know, obviously the reenactment sort of somewhat sensationalized it, and they sort of said, you know, would, and, you know, wasn't 100% there, but, you know, hey, they got a they got to put some visuals with it. But, you know, the people on there were real people. They weren't fake, and they were telling real accounts. So there are cases like that where they're good shows. Monster Quest.
Monster Quest. I was going to say that's I've seen some very impressive episodes on Monster Quest.
Yeah, I mean, good show there, and, you know, well, Star shows and things like Mountain Monsters, no. So,
well, know. We have a question from one of our posters at forum.theparacast.com, our question bank. Captain Beyond himself, our own Dave M., who's been a longtime member of the Paracast Forum since 2007, he asked a very simple question that's right in line with what we're talking about. How can Bigfoot research be taken seriously when you have programs like Finding Bigfoot on TV? I mean, are we running into the giggle factor really adversely impacting scientific and academia's disdain for the subject?
I mean, for me, I just don't care. I just do this because I think it's interesting, and I'm not out to prove Bigfoot to the world. I would like to experience that myself. I'm interested in the subject. I do research. You know, because I'm quite interested. If these shows are on there, so be it. I mean, it sucks because they misrepresent things. I mean, Finding Bigfoot, and I've been on that show, is a representation of what research is. It's obviously a television show and not accurate, you know. But if you put the camera on most of these research missions, it would be boring and nothing would happen. They have to condense that into something and make it television. So there's a trade-off there. But, I just can't be bothered with the perception of that, because Bigfoot, I think, on the whole, is already a pop culture figure. It's already perceived. People have already made up their mind about it. It's already something they're either interested in and will give it some intelligent thought, or they just dismiss it as that's a lot of bunk and they don't care. So I don't know that it makes it any worse or better.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Lyle on that, you know, and I sort of go by the old adage that you'll never convince a skeptic, and a believer doesn't need proof. I'm not in this field to prove things to anybody. And my proof on the shows, you guys know, I kind of run the whole gamut. I do haunted locations and UFO cases and all this stuff. And, the shows, the paranormal and reality shows in general, it's a real two-edged sword, because on the one hand, it does create a certain giggle factor, as you call it, Chris. But, from my perspective, the flip side of that is that all things paranormal and cryptozoological and so forth have firmly become a part of pop culture now. And that, at the least, has created a different level of comfort when it comes to people relating their stories. When I started in this field, it was really tough to get people to open up and talk about their experiences. And it has gotten easier. I mean, there still are those cases where it's difficult, but it is seen as being a bit more acceptable at this point. You know, if you saw a ghost or you saw a Sasquatch or a UFO or something, you know, at least in the back of people's minds, well, you know, there's all these shows and hundreds of other people have seen them, so it's okay to talk about it. So, like anything else, we take the good with the bad, I think.
Yeah, there's an upside and a downside. It also brings a lot of wackos out of the woodwork, too.
Yeah, I agree. It's a plus side that people are more willing to talk about it, so it has brought forth. I mean, you know, there's been several, because I would get, obviously, the guy that called about the leg and all that thing, that came because he saw Finding Bigfoot, and that came through Cliff Berrickman, and he sends it to me because it's here in Texas. So, you know, I see that guy would have never said anything, but he saw it on TV and goes, well, maybe it was a Bigfoot. You know, I had no idea in the 70s, so let me call these folks and see if they can answer the question. So there's good to it.
Yeah, let's, I want to talk, the show's zipping by here. Lyle, why don't you give us a quick thumbnail sketch of the Giants of the Piney Woods, your contribution to Volume 1 of the Journal of Sasquatch Research, published by David's Leprechaun Press.
Well, this was a really great opportunity, because I have really yet to write about my own home state of Texas in regards to the Bigfoot history, and so this was a perfect size, and it was a chapter and something that I could you know, have a little bit more free form. I didn't have to think about a whole book. It was just like a concise view of my view of Texas Bigfoot history. And so it's a little bit of, starts with a little bit of my personal experience of growing up here in Texas and having family who was from the eastern portion of the state, which is called the Piney Woods. And that's where the majority of Bigfoot sightings come from. Texas, obviously people have a notion of the state being sort of this cowboy land with arid scrub brush and things like that. And certainly
West Texas.
Yeah, it does have that in the West, where you know, where it's much different than you find in the eastern portion, which is very heavily forested, pine thickets, very swampy even. And it goes against what most average person's view of Texas is. And so even as a boy traveling through parts of Texas, you know, I was really enamored with that East Texas forestry. And so, you know, I kind of went through a process of coming to learn that there were Bigfoot sightings in my own state. You know, I've previously, as a kid, I thought this was in the Pacific Northwest. I'd seen the Patterson film. And as I became an adult and started researching, I found that there is quite an extensive history of sightings of man-apes in this area. So this, my article, Giants of the Piney Woods, was just my take on the history and the veracity of the sightings here in East Texas and the possibility that a creature like this could actually be in Texas. And so that's really was what it was. And it was, you know, a great honor really to be included with such great authors. I mean, many of these are, you know, some I've looked up to for quite some time, and to be in a book with that level of writer brotherhood and sisterhood, and it was just amazing. So
we're definitely going to have a lot more to talk about in the remaining 5 segments of this week's episode, Exploring Bigfoot, giving you an update as to what's going on with research from the cutting-edge people involved directly, Lyle Blackburn, David Weatherly. You're on with Gene and with Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Do you
ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris has spent many years perfecting his Bigfoot imitation, right?
good catch. I've been trying to do a Bigfoot, and I'm getting closer.
Keep trying.
I need that ULF, that 17 cycle kind of glottal thunder, though, which I don't have the effects rack here. It's in the studio, so I can't come up with the real deal, but I'm trying.
Well, you know, he's also using an old conversion. It's now 17 hertz.
Yeah, but I am on a Yeti microphone, so.
Right. Hey, this is interesting here about the show. David, you've got a Yeti, right, or a Yeti Pro. You have a Yeti mic. Chris has a Yeti mic. We're talking about Bigfoot. And I'm using a Spark right now from Blue, but I do have in front of me, right before my aging, decrepit eyes here, a Blue Yeti Pro. Isn't that an evidence of synchronicity?
I need one of those, apparently.
Brilliant minds think alike, or something like that. Well, let's get back to talking about Woodnox, Volume 1 of the Journal of Sasquatch Research, with our authors, Lyle Blackburn and David Weatherly, who also, you could say, was the publisher of this as well and produced this. David, one of the most intriguing sets of information and research about hairy hominids in North America, I think, is contained in Native American lore, something that's fascinated me since I was a kid. I've gone out of my way to try to dig up traditional information that goes back pre-European influence here in North America about these creatures. What did you find? And why don't you give us a quick overview of the subject and then tell us about some of the very compelling reports that you include in the book coming from the Navajo Reservation.
Well, sure. My piece in the book is called Big Man on the Reservation, and it specifically focuses on accounts from the Navajo Reservation. Similar to what Lyle was talking about, this is a region that, you know, a lot of people who have never been there, they have a very defined idea of what the Navajo Reservation is like. If they know anything about it, they've probably seen a picture of Shiprock, and they think it's all just, you know, one big piece of flat land with rocks cropping up here. And that's really not the case. It's a massive territory to begin with. It's the largest Native American reservation in the country. It's just over 27,000 square miles. Territory spans into three states, Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico. And within that space, there's only about 300,000 people. So, you know, we're talking about a very stark, what I think is a stunning landscape. And you can literally travel through a lot of the reservation and just not see anyone. As with anywhere else, the population is mostly concentrated around the cities that are on the reservation. It's pretty compelling. You know, the Navajos, to a certain degree, are still a very closed culture, like a lot of Native American tribes are. But they have a long history of these, you know, creatures that, as part of their tribal lore. And, you know, things are seen to different degrees depending on who you talk to. But, you know, they're sort of spiritual beings. They're creatures who exist, rather coexist with the Navajos. But, you know, they're seen as something to basically leave alone. And I heard that so many times talking to different natives. You know, yeah, we know about them, but we leave them alone. And there's this whole idea that I've actually found among a lot of tribes around the country, this old tradition that at some point there was conflict between the natives and these giants, you know, and they all have their own tribal words to describe these creatures. It usually variously translates as a hairy giant or you know, big man, you know, things like this. And you hear some pretty intriguing stories when you travel around the country and talk to some of these natives. And this concept recurs again and again that there was a period of conflict between the two species, and that at some point that stopped, or they came to peace or whatever, and now they sort of just try to leave each other alone. And, man, you hear these stories on the Navajo reservation and on other reservations around the country where, you know, people will report these creatures coming up and, you know, stealing grain or snagging one of their sheep or chickens or something and going off. And the natives leave them alone because they think it's better to stay at peace with these creatures rather than coming into conflict with them again. You know, one of the stunning things I have found, a lot of reports on the Navajo reservation talk about these creatures being between 10 and 12 feet tall.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first time I heard that, I almost had a hard time wrapping my head around it because I don't know if there's any kind of national average or anything in Sasquatch. I've never looked at that. But so, you know, it's so common to hear sizes within the 7 to 9 feet range. But, you know, now sitting down talking to a family who all, you know, swears that they saw this creature that was 12 feet tall. And again, these are people who had no reason to make up these stories or lie about it. You know, they give a very honest, detailed account of what they saw and encountered. It's just, it's one of those things that, you know, you really have to sit back and kind of try to wrap your head around. But again, being on the Navajo reservation and having spent time on it, it to me, it's not inconceivable because here's another area that is, you know, sparsely populated. There's a lot of space and places where these things could essentially live and travel about and just be, you know, not bothered by average people on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's interesting. You should mention the size, very large size, often reported from that part of the world. If you go just north and east of there up to the Jicarilla Apache Reservation, you find the same thing, that you routinely have reports from 9 to even 12 feet tall coming from the South Mountain Ute Reservation and the Jicarilla Reservation, which would be north and east of the Navajo Reservation. And then if you go down south of the reservation to the White Mountain Apache Reservation, in 2007, there was a flurry of sightings of a horny Bigfoot that was actually a peeping Tom. It would wait for couples to go to bed and wait for them to start having some fun, and it would sit outside and watch through the window. And after about the third or fourth report of this, a call was made. Fortunately, a squad car happened to be going by on that road and was there within seconds of the 911 call being called in. And the officers saw the creature. It was illuminated in the headlights. They got incredible, you know, footprint, physical evidence, They even went on the Phoenix, one of the Phoenix Network affiliates, and actually talked about the cases in, on camera. So I think we're seeing possibly a little bit more of a, less reluctance, let's put it this way, to keep these reports secret on the res. And I think we're seeing more people coming forward. You mentioned the two Navajo Rangers, John and Stanley, right?
Right, yeah, John Dover and Stanley Milford. And, those guys, I have an awful lot of respect for those guys because they are – obviously, they're Navajo, and they've really stepped outside the boundaries a lot in terms of traditional Navajo belief because they are actively investigating claims of the paranormal, reports of these cryptids, and they will openly talk about things like Sasquatch, UFOs, skinwalkers. And, for anyone who knows even a little bit about the Navajo culture, that is sort of mind-boggling because, for instance, the term skinwalker, traditional Navajos won't even say the word because the belief is that just speaking that term will draw their attention. So, right. These guys are they're really cutting edge, I think, and they're out there saying, no, we want to look at this phenomena and come to an understanding of what we're dealing with. So they really sort of walk between both worlds, their traditional beliefs and openness to approach these supernatural topics and get the information out there and examine the cases and the evidence. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree. One of the things that I was always fascinated by as a kid is hearing stories in the Pacific Northwest related to Native American traditions that almost have an echo of the King Kong meme, where the tribe presents every, I think, 4 years was in one case that comes to mind, one version of the story. Every 4 years they would present the Sasquatch with a maiden, essentially, who would be staked out basically as a gift to them to kind of keep the peace.
We return to Skull Island in a moment. That's the island where, of course, they have King Kong. We have David, Lyle, Gina, and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.